Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Saw a video on LinkedIn that posed an interesting question. The question was, when do you say no to a client? When do you say no to taking on a new client? And I thought about that and I commented on the video. I gave a pretty short answer, but I think there's more to it. I wanted to kind of peel the onion a little bit here. The short answer is I don't work with anybody who doesn't want to work with me. That's the short answer. I don't work with anyone who doesn't want to work with me. Okay, that sounds kind of obvious, right? Obviously, you're only going to work with a client if they want to work with you. If they don't want to work with you, then they wouldn't work with you. But no, what I mean is they have to really want to work with me. I don't sell. And if you're a client, hopefully you've experienced this. I don't try to sell you on anything. I give you options if you're a good fit. I give you a path forward if it makes sense. I'm not trying to sell you on anything because what I found is when I've done that in the past, it never quite works out well. That when the client is not really invested and I just kind of convince them to move forward, it never really works out well. On the flip side, when the client is really invested in the outcome and they really see me as the expert that they need to work with to achieve that outcome, that always works out well. That always has great results and great outcomes for me and for the client. So that's my answer. I mean, there's details to this, right? I mean, are they the right, ideal client? Do they have the right characteristics, demographics, psychographics? Do they have the money? I mean, those are all details because if you get the positioning right, if you're positioned well and it's clear to prospects who you are, how you can help and what problem you solve and who you solve it for, then they want to work with you, then that kind of tells you everything you need to know, right? Because again, if you're being clear on who you help, how you help and what problem you solve, if you're really clear about that in your positioning, which I'm a very strong advocate for, then clients will be able to decide for themselves. And this is how you want it to be. You want them to decide for themselves whether or not working with somebody like you makes sense for them. Because you can't know everything about the client situation. It's impossible. You have what? One conversation, two conversations, three, four conversations. Sure, you ask questions, you gather data, you gather information, do all those things. That's fine. You can't know everything. You won't really know anything until you begin the relationship, but they know everything. They know their situation better than you could ever know their situation. So as long as you're clear on how you can help and then they decide that, yeah, you know what? I really need to work with you. Then I think you should have confidence in that. That's where you should hang your hat on that. If they know that you can help them and they know their situation better than you do and they know how you can help, then that's all you need. But if they're not clear on that, if there's no strong, emphatic yes, we absolutely do need to work together, if they're not really excited or invested in the relationship and they're just kind of kicking the can forward, ooh, that's dangerous. And that happens. Clients kick the can forward all the time. To be honest, it doesn't happen with me. The nature of my business in a coaching relationship is, nobody hires a coach if they're kicking the can forward. This is not how it works, right? You hire a coach if you're really serious about making a change and moving forward. But, in other businesses, and this may be true for you, there are clients who kick the can forward. They're interested in maintaining the status quo, and maybe they're hiring you to appease their boss or to appease a partner or because that's the right thing to do or because they think that that's the appropriate course of action, but they're not really truly invested in the change. They're not really truly invested in the process. That's where I think you want to be very careful. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.